Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our Holocaust responses series, and today's question is an especially painful one. Everything we learn in this series is painful, and it's a good type of pain because it's a pain that brings us back to the past and helps us remember the holy who died al Kiddush Hashem, and it should be obviously Le'ilui Nishmasam. And it should also be a little bit of an Iuli Neshama for us, that we should be inspired by their actions to not die Al Kiddush Hashem, but to Mitzvah Hashem, to live Al Kiddush Hashem. So, as we often do, this is based on the Sefer Mimah Malkim of Ephraim Oshri in She'ela Tes. And the question, sweetest friends, is as follows. Chadoshim Achodim Lufnei She'agirmanim Yimach Shemam Hotziu Lufoal Es Herig Hayeladim HaYehudim Hayadua b'shem Kinder Aktion. A number of months before the Germans killed the children in what they call the Kinder Aktion in the Kovna ghetto, it was the 3rd and 4th of Nisan. Kvar nafotza hashmua lo tova b'gitu al pula zvazu. There was already rumors about this horrible thing that the Germans were about to do. Sha'zedim ha'arurim omdim lahavir b'fulas retzach hamoni zeh. Nirtzachu oz ke'elef u'masayim yeled. In this Kinder Aktion, over 1,200 sweet, beautiful, tire Yiddish kinder were brutally murdered. Ha'horim ha'omlolim chipsu eitzos v'tachbulos. Eich la'havriach as ha'yaldehem olalehem mideh ha'rotzchem ha'tmeim kedei la'hatzila mitevach ha'shmad hazeh. And the poor, unfortunate parents were looking for every type of trick, every type of strategy, how they could possibly smuggle their children out of the hands of the impure murderers in order to save them from the fate of death. So we have this Kinder Aktion, which for history we should record, was on the 3rd and 4th of Nisan in the year 1944, Tavshin Dalet, and there was already a rumor beforehand, a rumor in advance that this was going to happen, and the parents were looking for ways, looking for aitzes, how to save the beautiful, sweet, tyra, precious Jewish children. Achas ha'etzos ha'isa lignos te'udos le'edem igoyim shebehen haya katuv shem nochri. One of the etzos was to buy a false document from a goy on which it was written goy v'lasim te'uda kazot b'tocha atifot shel olalim v'yomkim, and to put it together with what the children were wrapped up in, and then wrap the children up in these clothing, put the documents inside, and then throw them next to an orphanage of goyim, in order that the goyim should think that these children aren't Jewish. So you take documentation proving that these children aren't Jewish, you wrap it up in their clothing, you put them by the Gentiles, he says, by the Batei Yisom and by the orphanages, v'ayadei Batei Yerusam, and near their churches. And then the goyim are going to think that they're Jewish, and they're going to take them in. Hayu ke'elu shemasur es tinokosei hamidas lekmarim l'man yigdulo asam be'amunasam k'dei latzilam. They were, in fact, people who gave over their children to priests in order that they should raise them and in their faith, in order to save their children. In other words, these children were going to be raised as Christians, but the parents wanted to save them, and they would hope that in the end, Jewish people would come and take their children back. And there were those who gave their children to Gentile acquaintances to hide them until after the war, and then they were to be returned to their parents, to their Jewish parents, if they remained alive. I was asked, is this mutter? Is it mutter to give Jewish children to goyim? And the goyim are going to raise them as goyim. And magam, the question is sometimes even giving them to priests, even giving them to the church, to be raised as goyim, in the hope that one day the children would be redeemed and be brought back to the faith of our ancestors. But in the meantime, they were going to be raised as non-Jews, and there was also a risk, as happened to some, that they would remain non-Jews. Again, Nisha'alti, I was asked if it's mutter to do this. Are you allowed to give it to non-Jews? Give the child to non-Jews in order, on one hand, to save the child's life. But the risk is that the child might remain a Gentile. It's a very serious risk that a child should be a goy. Chafetz Chaim says that we have a mitzvah of Piri Varivya. We have a mitzvah to have children. But if you know your kids aren't going to be from, you should still have, because we don't make such cheshbonos like the Gemara says. But it's better not to have. It's better if they were. If somebody's not going to be religious, if somebody's going to be a goy, certainly, says the Chafetz Chaim, better they not have been born. That's what he says. So of course, our job is to have children and not to look into the future. Like we learned from the Gemara about Chizkiah, he looked into the future, he saw he wasn't supposed to have kids. And Yeshayahu said to him, what are you getting involved in God's secrets for? You have to do what you're commanded, so we're commanded to have children. But here the question is, they had the children. But the only way to save the children's lives is to give them to Goyim. And there's a very serious concern that they'll be raised as Goyim, and they'll remain Goyim. So maybe they should let them die. Or maybe they should save the children. That was the heart-rending question that Rabbi Ephraim Oshri was asked. And that's what we're going to discuss. So the first thing we have to know is, is there a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem with respect to Ketanim? Ketanim normally aren't chayiv in mitzvahs. Ketanim are patur from mitzvahs. But maybe Kiddush Hashem is different. Our Ketanim, is Kiddush Hashem an exception to the rule? And even children are chayiv in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, dying in order to sanctify the name of God. And of course, if children are chayiv in such a mitzvah, then maybe we should let the children die, and then they'll be mekayim their mitzvah. And that would be the correct course of action. That's a possibility. Maybe even if they are chayiv in Kiddush Hashem. Obviously, we're also chayiv in Kiddush Hashem. We're, as adults, we also try to save ourselves. We don't run to die. We don't say to a goy, please kill me, I'll Kiddush Hashem. So maybe if you can try to save yourself, you do. And if children aren't chayiv in Kiddush, so here also maybe they should try to save the children even if they are chayiv in Kiddush Hashem. But first we have to know, are they chayiv? Are they chayiv to die to sanctify God's name? And if they're not chayiv in the mitzvah, then they have no mitzvah, so they're not being mekayim in mitzvah. So then that would point maybe in the direction of doing what you can to save them. On the other hand, maybe if you save them, they're going to grow up as goyim, that they're certainly not allowed to do. But that's the question. And again, the first thing we're going to discuss is, are children chayiv in Kiddush Hashem? And the discussion begins with the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchos Yisrael de HaTorah. The Rambam says a very, very interesting lashon. Kol Beis Yisrael mitzuven al Kiddush Hashem HaGadol. All of the house of Israel is commanded on the sanctifying the name of the great name of God. As it says, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. And you should sanctify my name, b'soich b'nei Yisrael, amongst the Jewish people. So the Rambam uses a lashon of kol beis Yisrael mitzuven al kiddush Hashem. All of the Jewish people are commanded in this mitzvah. What is the word kol coming to him? Kol beis Yisrael, all of the Jews. You don't see that lashon anywhere else. You don't see the Rambam says about tefillin. Kol beis Yisrael mitzuven b'hanachas tefillin. Kol beis Yisrael mitzuven b'shmir Shabbos. The Rambam doesn't use that lashon anywhere else. I'm not a bucky in all of Kisvei HaRambam, but to the best of my knowledge, this is the only place where the Rambam says this lashon, and the Mefarshim spend a great deal of time and effort trying to determine what the Rambam meant by this. So there was a Rav in Pietrakov in Poland, whose name was Rav Moshe Chaim Lau. Rav Moshe Chaim Lau became a little bit more famous even after he died, because his son is Rav Yisrael Meir Lau. Lulik, he wrote a very beautiful biography about himself and his experiences during the Holocaust, after the Holocaust. Rav Yisrael Meir Lau, the book was written in Hebrew and translated into English, so you can read it in both languages or either language. So there's a fascinating story about Rav Lau. Rav Lau started to write a sefer on Kiddush Hashem. That was the topic of the sefer, the halachas of Kiddush Hashem. Unfortunately, we lost everything he wrote, except he sent one page of his sefer to the Chabina Rav, to Rav Dov Beresh Weidenfeld, and he wanted him to look at it to see, you know, what the book is about, probably to get a haskam eventually. So that's the Chibur al Kiddush Hashem. What was the one remaining page that was saved? It was dafka about this question. Ar ketanim mitzuvim al Kiddush Hashem. So this page was given to the Torah journal Moriah, and it was published in Moriah, and then it was later published by Rabbi Yisrael Meir, his son, the former chief rabbi of the state of Israel, in his Sefer Shalos and Shubas Yachal Yisrael, in Simen Chof Aleph. Says Rav Moshe Chaim Lau Hashem Yinkom Damo Agreis Chiddush. When the Rambam says Kol Beis Yisrael Metzuvim Al Kiddush Hashem, the Rambam is being mechadesh that even children are chayiv in Kiddush Hashem. Even children, Kol Beis Yisrael Metzuvim Al Kiddush Hashem. Kol Beis Yisrael, or even children. And he says, I'll prove it to you from a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, V'nikdashti. That's passive. Normally the mitzvahs are active. You have to do something. Here the mitzvah says God's name should be sanctified. So who cares how it's sanctified? The ikar is the totsah, the outcome that God's name should be sanctified. So if that's the case, then maybe ketanim are chayiv. Because if a katan dies al kiddush Hashem, God's name is going to be sanctified. So that's the suggestion he makes based on the Rambam. That kol beis Yisrael mitzuvim al kiddush Hashem includes ketanim. And he brings a raya for this. About chil Hashem, it says if there's an ir nidachas, even the kids are burned. Even the taf. Because there's such a great chil Hashem. When there's Avodah Zarah, we even kill the taf. We even kill the children. So, if that's the case, that for the sake of Chil Hashem, we even include children, because it's so chamor, certainly for Kiddush Hashem, the same would apply. We're also going to be machmer. And we're going to say, just like we killed the ketanim because there was a chil Hashem, because there was a avodah zarah, so too, when it comes to Kiddush Hashem, we also are mechayev ketanim. And he says, even though normally chayre shel to the katan are pturim for mitzvahs, so here the katan, how can you say the katan's chayev? So Rav Lau suggests he might not be chayiv, but there's a kiyum mitzvah. There's a kiyum mitzvah to say daraisa when he does Kiddush Hashem. Like we see other places also where a katan is chayiv in a mitzvah. It says that the whole world stands in the Talmud Torah of school children. So from here, the Eretz Tzvi of Eretz Tzvi Frumer, also killed by the Nazis, he brings a raya. He says, look, must be kids are chayiv to learn Torah daraisa. Otherwise, how does the world stand in their Talmud Torah? So here also, there's a kiyum mitzvah for children, suggests Rav Lau, to die al Kiddush Hashem. We also have a raya from a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara says in Gittin, Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, that there were 400 boys and girls who were captured and taken by ship to Rome to engage in shameful activity. They sensed what they were wanted for. And they said, if we drown ourselves in the sea, will we enter life in the world to come? And then the oldest one, Darshan the Pasuk, Hashem said, I will bring you back from Bashan, I will bring you back from the depths of the sea. If I will bring you back from Gushan, it says that Hashem will rescue people from the teeth of the lion, says the Gemara. Ashiv mimitsulas yam, the phrase, I will bring you back from the depths of the sea, means elu shetovim bayam, those who drown in the sea. So when the girls heard this, They jumped in the yam, and the boys said, "Akal v'chomer, if these girls who were going to be shadarkan lekach, they were going to be raped, which is natural, which is a normal act of bia. They died. We're going to have an unnatural act of bia, because they were going to rape the boys. They were going to have mishkav zachar, which isn't a normal way. Obviously, it's not normal to rape anybody." But if it's a male and a female, that's darka. We are going to be done shaloki darka. We should certainly die. So they jumped in. They jumped into the sea. And they died al kiddush Hashem. So you see from the Gemara that these ketanim died al kiddush Hashem. And the Gemara says, "And chialecha aragnu kol yom nechshavnu ketzon tivcha. Because for your sake we are killed all the time. We are considered a sheep for the slaughter." The Gemara says, I'll give you another example of this. Considered a sheep to the slaughter. But there was a woman who had 7 children, and they brought her first son before the Caesar, and he said to him, "Worship the idol," and he said to them, "No, it's written, Anochi Hashem Elokecha." They took him and they killed him. And this happened another time, another time, another time. All 7 children. And this woman said, when they took the 7th one away to kill him, "Give him to me and let me kiss him." And she said, "Go tell Avram your father, You bound the sacrifice on 1 mizbeach." She said, "I have 7 mizbeachos." And the Gemara concludes that she went up to a roof, she fell down, she died. The Midrash says she lost her sanity after watching her 7 kids be killed. And a basko came out and said, "Ema banim smecha," the mother of the children rejoices, because she rejoices when her sons gave their life al kiddush Hashem. So you see from these Gemaras that the ketanim were moser nafshan al kiddush Hashem. So, there are those who want to bring this as a raya. In the Sefer B'chol Nafshecha, we're going to base part of our discussion on this Sefer, which is an entire Sefer devoted to the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, which is written by a young Talmud Chacham in Yerushalayim, of Yitzchak Isaac Weinberg, who's a grandson of the Rosh Yeshiva of Ner Yisrael, Rav Aaron Feldman Shlita. So he says that it's not necessarily a raya. Maybe these people did it lefnim mishuras hadin. They weren't chayiv. Like Rav Lau said, maybe there's no chayiv. There's just at least a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah if they do it. So here also, they weren't obligated to do it. They went beyond the letter of the law. And also you see that from the Gemara itself. The Gemara made a drasha, "I will return you from the depths of the sea." And then they died. What do you need drashas for? If they were chayiv, there are no drushes. There's going to be a terrible kiddush, a chil Hashem. And what do they need? What do they need drushes for? It's Gili Arayos. So what are they looking for drushes? So it could be they were just looking. There really is no chayiv of kiddush Hashem. And from the pasuk they darshan, "God will return you from the depths of the sea." That if they do it, there's a mitzvah. That if they jump into the sea, they have a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, but not necessarily a chiyuv. And the only question is, now that there's a machlokas rishonim. The machlokas rishonim is that some rishonim hold that if you're not chayuv to die al kiddush Hashem, it's asur to die al kiddush Hashem. That's the Rambam and the Ramban and the Mulchamos, that you're not allowed to be moser nafshu al kiddush Hashem if you're not chayev to do so. So if you hold like those Rishonim who say that if you're not chayev to die al kiddush Hashem, it's still mutter. So here where they weren't chayev to die because they were still ketanim, it was mutter. But if you hold like the Rambam and the Ramban, who if you're not chayev to die al kiddush Hashem, it's usr to give up your life, how are they allowed to do this? So one possible answer is that when the Rambam asked a person to be moser nefesh, when he's not chayev, that's only if he's moser nefesh for something that is pushed away because of pikuach nefesh. Usually the Torah says that pikuach nefesh is docha everything. And therefore it's not ratzon ha-Torah that a person should be moser nefesh. And if the person is moser nefesh, then he's chayev. Mashen came here. Here the guf avera isn't nidches mipnei pikuach nefesh. Here one should die for the avera. Here one should die for the gili arayos. Here it's a special p'tur in the gavra. that we say, listen, we can't be mechayev you because you're only a katan. Maybe there you're allowed to be dial kiddush Hashem. It's a very lamdash chiluk. Again, the Rambam holds that if it's not you're not chayev to dial kiddush Hashem, then it's usher to dial kiddush Hashem. For example, tefillin. If a guy says for his own pleasure that you shouldn't wear tefillin, or he wants you to eat kosher, so according to the Rambam, you're not allowed to die for that. Yes, there'll be a kiddush Hashem, but it's this mitzvah, bikuach nefesh is docha this mitzvah. So you're not allowed to die. So here were their ketanim. So they weren't, since there wasn't a chiyuv to die al kiddush Hashem, so now it's usher to die al kiddush Hashem. So again, the answer we gave is that there's a difference. When did the Rambam say that it's usher to die al kiddush Hashem? If you're not chayiv to die al kiddush Hashem, that's where the Torah revealed that this, that pikuach nefesh is docha this mitzvah. Then it's usher to die al kiddush Hashem. But when the Torah says that you really should die for this mitzvah, like if it's one of the major three mitzvahs, or if it's a farhesia, or if it's a shas hashmad, so in such an instance, where the Torah says that you do have to dial kiddush Hashem, and the only thing is there's a patur in the gavra, the individual is patur because of a side reason. Here it's because the person's a katan, so here would be mutter to dial kiddush Hashem because in principle one should die for kiddush Hashem and for this mitzvah. But here this person has a specific individual patur. So, but since in principle one is supposed to die for this mitzvah, here would be permitted even for one who has that patur, who is absolved from fulfilling the mitzvah. When did the Rambam say you're not allowed to die? When the Torah says, Dafka, we don't want you to die for this mitzvah. When the Torah says we do want you to die for this mitzvah, even somebody who is patur for another reason, i.e. a katan, he would be allowed to die al kiddush Hashem. So maybe here again, they went lefnim mishuras hadin. So here we were dealing with Gilei Arayos. So the only thing is that they, with the goy, if a goy is going to have beer with a pnuya, so that's not aser min haTorah. That, say the Rishonim, the Ramban and the Muchamos at the end in Perek Ben Sorer, and the Ran also, but that's only a later gzera. That's not the, that's, it says it's a gzera's beis dino shel shem. There's no iser min haTorah, or an earlier gzera, but it's not min haTorah. And therefore, if somebody is forcing a woman to have a pnuya, to have beer with a guy, it's yavor v'al yaharig. She should first be over and only then die. She shouldn't die. She should be over. V'al teharig, she should be over in this avera and not die. And that explains, according to those who held that Esther wasn't an Eish HaSish, why she was allowed to be with Ahasuerus. It wasn't Gilei Arayos because she wasn't married. She was a pnuya, according to that opinion. And a goy who has beer with a pnuya, once it's yavor v'al yaharig, you should be over and you shouldn't die. But with the boys from Mishkav Zachar, there it's yaharig v'al yavor. So at least we explained the boys, why the boys were jumping in. Why the girls were jumping in, it isn't clear. Here there's no kiddush Hashem at all. It's not one of the big three. But again, it is an avera. So even if you hold that it's not one of the major three, but it is an Aveira. But the only problem is, again, now we're stuck according to the Mandi Omar, that according to the Mandi Omar that says that if you're not chayiv to be Moshe Nefesh, it's also to be Moshe Nefesh, according to the Rambam and the Ramban who hold that way. So how do the girls jump in? And that teretz that we gave doesn't fly anymore. We gave a teretz that here, the Torah, the Ratz and the Torah is that they should die. They're just patur because they're ketanim. No, the emes is the Ratz and the Torah is that they shouldn't. Because it's not a general mitzvah via yaharig val yavor. For a bias pnuya with a goy, it's yavor val yaharig. So what gave them the right to be machmir and to be moser nefesh? And die? If they weren't chayiv. So, this then would seem to be a proof for the other side. This Gemara, that these people were willing to die. They weren't chayiv. These girls weren't chayiv. And they wanted to die anyway. And it would seem that even if you're not chayiv, the Gemara praises them. So it seems that even if you're not chayiv to die al kiddush Hashem, but you still get a mitzvah if you do. And here they were still going to do an aveira. It's still an aveira to have beer with a goy. So in order not to do the aveira, they were willing to die. So akopanim, what emerges then is that we do see from the Gemara that there is some kiyum hamitzvah when a katan dies, al kiddush Hashem. And the Chikrei Lev also writes a raya, and he says that a katan is included in the mitzvah of kiddush Hashem from what the Beis Yosef brings in Siman Kuf Nun Zayin. It was a maaser that there was a certain rav who shechted a few children b'shas hashmad. He was afraid that the children would become goyim, that they would be converted to Christianity and be raised as goyim, so he shechted them. And there was a rav there who argued with this rav. If I remember correctly, he called him a rotzeach. But his reason was because it wasn't a vadai. It was only a suffik. But says the Chikrei Lev that if it was a vadai, everybody holds you're allowed to kill them in order that they shouldn't go out to Shmad. So we see from this that a katan is also included in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So again, you don't see from here that there's a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem for a katan, but you at the very least see that there's a mitzvah. And therefore the Rav killed them in order that they shouldn't become goyim. So it could also be, I would suggest, that it wasn't Alts Kiddush Hashem. He wasn't killing them Alts Kiddush Hashem. He was killing them to save them from being raised as Christians and going to Gehenna. So they're not allowed to be raised as Christians. So maybe it wasn't Alts Kiddush Hashem. But that's the raya that the Chikrei Lev wanted to bring. And some might suggest that a katan is going to be chayev because it's din chinuch. A katan has a din chinuch in all the mitzvahs. But chinuch is only if you're going to do it when you're an adult. And this mitzvah, he's not going to do when he's an adult. Because he's not going to be alive when he's an adult. So maybe there's no chinuch here. So again, to prove that a katan is chayev in Kiddush Hashem is very difficult. And from all this, the sources that we brought, we can at the very best prove that there's a mitzvah of a katan is mekadesh shem shemayim, and that they're allowed to lefnim mishuras hadin, and that's the woman with her seven children, and that's the children who jumped off the boat in order not to be grabbed by the goyim and to be being violated. So there's a mitzvah for a katan too. If he does it, he gets a mitzvah. If he dies, al kiddush Hashem. What's interesting is that this kol beis Yisrael was not only interpreted as referring to a katan. There's a rav named Rav Moshe Leib Shachor, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. In Yerushalayim, he wrote a sefer called Avnei Shoham. My Rebbe likes to say that he can prove that he graduated from Nativ Meir, from high school. Because when everybody who graduated from Nativ Meir, his year got an Avnei Shoham from Rav Moshe Leib Shachor. So he wants to say that Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuv Malkiddush Hashem, that what the Rambam means is, that even if all the Jewish people are together, and there's a Gzeiras Kloya, they're going to all be killed if they don't serve Avodah Zarah, they should first die. I were worried about Hashem's Haftacha, there's always going to be Jews. That's not our problem. And Rav Moshe Leib Shachar goes on, and he says there's really a difference between Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos. In Gilui Arayos, we find in Atosis and Yevamos that Esther slept with Achashverosh to save the entire Jewish people. And so too the Meiri in Sanhedrin says that Yael slept with Sisera to save the entire Jewish people. And so the Maharik in Shoresh Kuf Samachay, that Esther went to Achashverosh Meratzim to save Klal Yisrael. So to save Klal Yisrael, one is allowed to be over on Gilui Arayos. So even though Gilui Arayos is a Harik Val Yavor, saving all of Klal Yisrael is different. But if Avodah Zarah called Beis Yisrael, Mitzuv Malkiddush Hashem, all of the Jewish people are chayev in Kiddush Hashem. So that's the chiddush of the holy Rav Moshe Leib Shachar. So not kol beis Yisrael, meaning even children, but rather kol beis Yisrael, meaning for Avodah Zarah, even if all of the Jewish people are going to be killed, if they don't serve Avodah Zarah, we should still not serve the Avodah Zarah and die. All of the Jewish people, not to be marbik tanim, But to say that we have to all be willing to die when it comes to Avodah Zarah, not when it comes to Gilui Arayos. When it comes to Gilui Arayos, one's allowed to be over on that affair in order to save all of Klal Yisrael, but Avodah Zarah not. So even if it means all the Jews dying. There are other suggestions as well as to what it means. Some people say that Kol Beis Yisrael is Memayid Akum. That Akum aren't Chayef. Only Jews. Others argue with this. And they say it doesn't seem to be a Miut. The Rambam seems to be Marve. He seems to be including, not excluding. Now we return to our Shaila after we determine that Ketanim are in the mitzvah, according quite possibly, of Kiddush Hashem. Even though incidentally some people say from the 400 kids who died there's no raya, maybe they were over bar mitzvah. That could also be, but again, if they were over bar mitzvah, then what are they looking for drushes for? So now they don't have to find drushes, then they're chayiv. Maybe they really worked on them, and that's why they needed a special drusha to learn that they should be machmir lefnim ishur hadin. But if it's true that ketanim are chayiv in kiddush Hashem, so Rav Ashri says from that aser benidon didan limser as ketanim ha'olim v'yonkin lekmar. He says to give them to priests definitely not, to save them from death, because if they're actually killed by the Nazis, so they're going to be makayim the gevaldik mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, and also they're going to be saved from being raised as non-Jews, and therefore one shouldn't give them over to the goyim. Aser benidon didan limser sektanim olim v'yonkan lekamarim kedei latzilim misakonas hashmat v'akilin anishkaf lamidi avotzam megemanim imachshimam. Afal pisha lektanim mitzan atzim and ein achiv shal mitzvah kiddush Hashem. Even though lektanim themselves aren't chayiv, mikol makom aser legedolim limser osam la'akum. But the gedolim aren't allowed to give them away to the goyim. Because Ketanim, says Rav Ashri, are in the chefetz in the midst of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. However, let's say you're talking about just giving them to Goyim. So he makes a distinction. He says to give them to Goyim is mutter. And he proves it from a Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara there says that a Goyish woman is allowed to nurse the child of a Jewish woman. Birshusa. So Rashi says, what's Birshusa? With the Rishus of the Yisraelis. But, says Rashi, you shouldn't give, the Jewish woman shouldn't give her child to the Goyish woman, to the Akum, to the idolatrous woman, to bring the child home, because there was a Chashash Ritzicha. Back then the Akum were very barbaric, and there was a serious Chashash that if the woman gives her child to this idolater, the idolater is just going to chop the baby's head off. It says in Halachi, you're not allowed to get a haircut from a non-Jewish barber for that reason. So it was manazeh, you don't have to worry about it, barbers don't slit throats anymore. But in the olden days it was a very serious concern. So it says, don't let the woman bring the child home. And the Ritva says, based on this, that there are no way in certain places to give the children to a Goyisha woman. And some people say that, Bizmanazeh, you're allowed to even let the Goyisha woman take the child home. Because there's no chshash shvichos damim, they're afraid of the government, they're afraid of getting in trouble with the police. So according to the Yesh Nogim, your mamash allowed to give your child over to a Goyisha woman, and the woman's going to take the child home with her. Saying even today you have a lot of Jewish homes, you have a Spanish woman raising the children. I once heard of a frum family in Los Angeles. One night the mother comes home, she puts the kids to bed, and before the kids go to sleep they cross themselves. And the mother's like, what are you doing? And she said, that's what our babysitter taught us to do. And the babysitter didn't know. She didn't know Jews don't cross themselves before they go to sleep. I want to judge her favorably. I think that's what the story was. She mom didn't know. So today you have, unfortunately, non-Jewish people raising Jewish people. So certainly here, what you're talking about, a case of pikuach nefesh, to save these children's lives, to give them over to God, not kamarim umamish, they're going to put all their guts and all their efforts into making the child into a Christian. Yimach shemam bezichron. But we're talking about, we're giving them to a guy, so we were worried in the olden days of shvichus damim. Today the shvichus damim would be the other way, meaning during the Holocaust, that if you don't give them over to the guy, then the children are going to be killed. And it's a maybe. Maybe they'll be brought up non-Jewish. Maybe. Maybe they won't be found after the Holocaust. But they're almost definitely going to die if you don't give them over. And the maybe of being raised as a guy and remaining a guy is only a maybe. And we have a Kal Gadol and Kal Yisrael that we're all related. So even if the parents don't get the children after the war, hopefully somebody else will. And Rav Ashri relates that Vagam ani ba'atzmi tipalti bazeh v'nadadati mimakom l'makom v'lo chesachti onol v'yegia kedei lahatzil tinokos kelo mibotei anochum. So he says, I myself worked very hard after the war to save these children from the goyish homes. V'itzlachti acharei tlos rabos lahatzil kama v'kama tinokos v'yeladu mishevi anochum. And I was successful after many painful and difficult episodes to save many of these children from being raised as Gentiles. And therefore it seems from everything we said that it's mutter to give the children over to the house of the Nachrim, to the Goyim, in order to save them, that Hashem Atov Yireb Ani Amo, God should see the impoverishedness of His people. The Yishlach Lenu was Mashiach Tzidkenu B'meheru V'Yameinu Amen. He should send us Mashiach speedily in our days. Amen V'Yamen. So we see the Rav Ashri Paskins that since there is very likely a mitzvah, at least a kiyum mitzvah, and even if that's not what the Rambam means, that would be the Mashmos of the Gemara, that there's a kiyum mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, even by Ketanim. And V'nikdashti is Rav Ashri, was Medayik, it was Rav Moshe Chaim Lau, Zecher Tzadik, Poch Lebrach, Hashem Yinkom Domo, was Medayik, that it's a mitzvah, the outcome is the Ikar, that God's name is sanctified, which is accomplished even by Ketanim. So maybe then the children should be given over, it's mutter to give the children over to a Gentile family to raise the child, in the hope that after the war the child will be brought back to the faith of his ancestors. Whereas being given over to the church directly, that Rav Ashri Paskin should not be done. So this is a very, very heartrending shaila. I've told it in the past. Two stories I heard about Rav Herzog. I wasn't there. I can't attest to the fact that they're true. The first story I heard from Rav Beryl Wine. He says that he remembers this himself when he was a bachur in Skokie. In the Skokie Yeshiva. The people from Chicago call it a yeshiva. Anyway, so when he was learning there, Rav Herzog came, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Halevi Herzog, the great former chief rabbi, the tzaddik, came to the yeshiva, and he gave a shiur in Bava Metzia. He gave a shiur first in Yiddish. And then after the shiur, he said, he had this Irish accent, he said, now I want to say a few words in Yiddish. He said, I was just by the Vatican, and I went to speak to the Pope, and I was trying to save thousands of Jewish children who were taken by the church. And the Pope said, what can I do? I can't help you. I'm sorry. Between me and you, sweetest friends, I don't think the Pope was very sorry at all. But at that point, when Rav Herzog told that, related that the Pope said that he can't give him the Jewish children, he put his head down on the shtender, and he wept uncontrollably for a few minutes. When he finished, he stood up like a lion, and he said, we lost all those children, but what are you going to do for Klal Yisrael? And afterwards, every boy went up to shake the Rav's hand, and each boy, he said to him, do you hear what I said? You hear what I said? What are you going to do for Klal Yisrael? Do you hear that? He wanted to make sure that they all heard and that there was the responsibility that everybody had. The crying was years of pain and anguish and suffering, thinking about what had happened, what was happening, and what had happened to his brethren in Europe. And a lot of it came out on that day. But a Jew is not one to just look at the past and cry, say, Oy vey, mehayalanu. The way of a Jew is, after he does that, after he cries and after he mourns, is to get up like a lion and look towards the future and build a greater one for himself and for his people. That's the first story. It's another story I heard from, make it three. This I heard from Rabbi Yishayahu Adari when I was in Yeshivat HaKotel. Chaim Yishayahu ben Rav David. Recently I was in Shul, they made him Shaberach for him. Not that he's sick, just a Mishabera. Anyway, he related that when Rav Herzog went to see the Pope, after the meeting was over, he said to the people who were with him, to his aides, he said, I need a mikveh. I need a mikveh. He felt the tumah of the Vatican. He needed a mikveh. And the third story that I heard was that, I don't remember where I heard it or where I read it, but it's, I think it's quite a well-known story, that Rav Herzog once went to some orphanage and he said, I want to take my kids, I want to take the Jewish Kinderlach. And they said, no, there are no Jews here, go away. He said, no, I just want to go in for a few minutes and see, and then I'll just take the Jews out. And that's it. No, go, there's no Jews here. What do you want from us? Get out of here. And he said, you know what? Let me just say one little thing to them and then I'll leave. So he got up in front of the group and he said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And all of a sudden, not all of the children, but some of the children started running towards him, screaming, Mami, Mami, Tati, Tati. They remembered what it was like before the war. They remembered their parents. They remembered the Shema Yisrael. And Rav Herzog said, I'll take those guys. Those are the ones that I want. So I really think it's a mitzvah that's incumbent upon all of us. We lost so many pure, entire Jewish children during the war, to really try to rebuild, to have as many children as HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. I myself wanted to have 25, but I haven't been zoche. And I often like to tell the story that I once read in a Rabbi Chanoch Teller book about a man was walking once in Mea Shearim with, you know, two or three in the carriage, in the stroller, two on each arm, four behind, three ahead. And a German comes up to him, a guy, and he says to him, how can you justify having so many children in light of the world's overpopulation problem? The man answered, you're making a good point. I'll really think about what you said after I have my 6 millionth child. Not only to have the children, but to really raise them with Ava. And that's how we counter what the Nazis did, who instilled such sin into the world, and who were so cruel and so thoughtless and so barbaric. And the way to fight that, the way to combat that, is to have love, is to have children and show the children love and warmth and tenderness. And like I said earlier, b'schus ha'vopim shel tinoka shel beis rabban, the world stands in the schus of the purity of their Torah. Pure Jewish child, unfortunately so pure as children, often so corrupted as adults. And our job is to take the children, keep them pure, give them all the love that we can, and raise them. And that schus, we should be zelche b'karav mamish, to be as Mashiach tzidkenu, to a kiyum of the nevuah, that we already see a kiyum chel, we already see a partial kiyum of the nevuah. Od yoshvu zekenu v'zekenos b'rachovos v'yushalayim, that old men and women will sit in the streets of Jerusalem. V'yiladim v'yilados misachakim b'rachovoseim, and children will be playing in the streets. And we see Baruch Hashem, you go to Har Nof, and you go to the Rova Yudi, and you go to Beit Vegan, and you go to Rechavia, and you go all over Jerusalem and all over Israel, and you see beautiful Jewish children playing in the streets. And you know that Mashiach is so close. I once read a beautiful story about a couple who used to sit every day in Brooklyn on the sidewalk. Every day they would sit there for an hour or 2 hours in the morning. Somebody said, what are you doing? What are you sitting here for? What are you watching? And the couple said that they went through the Holocaust and they saw so many Jewish kids were killed. And they like to count the school buses. Every day 32 buses pass by, and they like to know that all 32 buses are filled with Jewish children going to school, going to learn about Torah, about Ava, about Kedusha, about Tara, about all the good things that we try to impart to our children. And that's their pleasure. And that should be our pleasure. Whenever you meet a Jewish children, love the child and care about the child and talk to the child, take an interest in the child, because the children are our future. And like I said, Bekarav Mamish, we should be zoche, that the rega katona zavtich uvarachamim gedolim akapsech, I abandoned you for a moment, and with great mercy I will redeem you. If a moment of abandonment is 2,000 years of pogroms and inquisitions and holocausts, so imagine what the barachamim gedolim akapsech is going to look like. Imagine what the great mercy. All the suffering of 2,000 years is called by the Navi rega katona zavtich. Imagine what the barachamim gedolim akapsech is going to be. With great mercy, God will gather us in to Yerushalayim habenuya b'mehera v'yameinu. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.